SpaceX stumbles after Starship abort as Wall Street demands AI prove its worth. SpaceX shares closed below their IPO price for a second consecutive day after a last-second engine failure triggered an automated abort of the Starship Flight 13 test launch. No vehicle was lost, the safety system functioned as designed, but investors are treating the incident as a capability setback affecting the program's timeline for commercial deployment. Having gone public approximately 6 weeks ago, SpaceX is experiencing the jarring transition from a private company where Elon Musk could tightly control narrative to a public company where any setback produces an immediate, visible stock price consequence. A $3.2 trillion rotation from semiconductor stocks to big tech is one of the more striking market dynamics of the current moment. After serving as the primary beneficiaries of AI infrastructure spending, chip stocks are seeing profit-taking as investors shift toward companies building on top of AI infrastructure, Alphabet, Meta, Microsoft. The risk is that the rotation is arriving ahead of big tech earnings, and if those results don't demonstrate that AI spending is producing commensurate revenue growth, both legs of the trade could suffer simultaneously. Jim Cramer expressed the concern bluntly, demanding cold hard proof AI pays off. Netflix reported that generative AI has been used in approximately 300 titles so far this year, covering everything from visual effects to script development tools, as earnings beat estimates. Third quarter guidance came in below Wall Street expectations, limiting the post-earnings stock reaction. The 300 titles figure is the disclosure with longer-term significance, normalizing AI use in content production in a way likely to accelerate adoption across every major studio. Gautam Adani publicly denied that his group's $10 billion U.S. investment commitment had any connection to the Department of Justice dropping its bribery case against him in February. The denial intersects with broader questions about how the current administration is employing DOJ prosecutorial discretion as a diplomatic and commercial tool. Walmart published a list of 10 roles it says will thrive in the AI era, while JPMorgan CEO Jamie Dimon told the public to stop being breathless about AI-driven job loss, both positioned as reassurance, though analysts note the distribution and compensation of new AI-era jobs remain the critical unanswered question. Redfin Analysis estimated that OpenAI and Anthropic staff could potentially afford to purchase 29% of San Francisco homes following their company's IPOs, based on estimated equity stakes and current valuations. The projection is directional rather than precise, but the directional story reflects a pattern. Concentrated waves of newly liquid tech wealth in a constrained housing market have historically produced rapid price appreciation that displaces existing residents.